Kettleman City, California is a small community of mostly Spanish-speaking residents. It's making national headlines, though, because there's been an epidemic of birth defects. They're described here by Kettleman City resident Marciela Melis Alatorre.
In the past 2 years, we've had 6 babies born with cleft palate in our town, which is a really small town. It's a town of 1,500. We know that the normal incidence of cleft palate is 1 birth in every 1,000. As it stands, we're way over what's considered the norm.
The residents of Kettleman City realize the birth defects may be the result of a giant toxic waste company right near town that's dumping PCBs into the water. The battle for the remedy has become a case study in environmental protection. Joining us now to talk about the possible shift in policy for the EPA is Jeff Young. He's the host of Public Radio International's Living on Earth, and he's here to tell us what this small town reveals about the EPA under President Obama. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First, let's give some more details about this story coming out of California. Bradley Angels, the executive director of Green Action for Health and Environmental Justice, it's been critical of the EPA because, as he told The Takeaway, the EPA has ignored this problem of chemical waste in California.
For decades, EPA has always said they support environmental justice. After all, they have a legal commitment to do so. For decades, they've not only ignored that commitment, they've violated it, literally talking out of both sides of their mouth. The EPA has been, I guess one way of saying asleep at the wheel, but it's actually worse. They've been complicit. For example, in Kettleman City, letting chem waste dump even more polychlorinated biphenols, PCBs, really toxic chemicals, on a permit that should have expired 12 years ago. I mean, that should never happen.
So Jeff Young, host of PRI's Living on Earth, first let's kind of unpack what he's saying there. Has the, obviously this investigation into this chemical waste dump is not going to determine whether or not the EPA has been complicit in allowing it to happen, but have they allowed some things to slip by in terms of regulation?
Well, I think there's no question but that we've heard complaints for a long time from what are often called fence line communities. These are the places that happen to be right beside either a dump or a chemical facility or petrochemical facility. And there are pockets of these communities all across the country that suffer disproportionately the impacts of waste or effluent or emissions. For whatever reason, those tend to get lower priority. And it's often assumed that these are because these are disenfranchised communities that don't have a strong political voice. And that's the goal of environmental justice and the EPA's environmental justice program. Now, under new leadership here with Obama's administrator, Lisa Jackson, there's been a lot of rhetoric about taking more seriously the environmental justice mission of EPA. I think that this case in California may give us some early indication as to whether or not they're going to make it more than rhetoric.
How much people are talking about this is a major shift in policy for the EPA. Is that rhetoric, or if they go through and investigate this and follow through, is this actually a real shift towards pursuing environmental justice?
Well, I think it remains to be seen. These problems are very complicated, though, and I would warn against very high expectations. The people who actually suffer here, they have a strong desire to get concrete answers. What's going on? I mean, we know from what's been uncovered so far in the Kettleman case that these people are suffering a disproportionate number of children born with birth defects. The numbers are there. Now, exactly why? That's where it's going to get murky, and the answers are going to be, I predict, frustrating for the people who are directly affected. And so it's unfair, I think, to expect that you're going to get concrete answers quickly. However, in a broader sense, I think this is an indication that EPA is moving toward taking environmental justice more seriously, toward targeting these things. The other big and messy part of this is the whole Superfund program, which is responsible for cleaning up a lot of these sites. It's been fairly moribund, underfunded. We're going to need to look to the Obama administration's budget, which is coming out today for EPA, to see exactly what they intend to put behind cleanup of sites like these.
Well, the mission of the EPA is a broad one. It just says protect human health and the environment. So if the EPA if environmental justice is just part of what they do, what else are they doing for protecting human health?
Now, that is a broad topic. Overall, you know, because we're 1 year into the administration here, I think that the key elements have been in elevating the priority of clean energy and climate change, which is a work in progress, to put it mildly, but we've seen a lot of progress along those lines, particularly the investments made by the Stimulus Act, which are record-setting in terms of trying to develop research and development on clean energy technologies. And Lisa Jackson at EPA has promised a long-overdue reform of toxic chemical regulation, a system that people on both sides of the debate, the industry and the public health advocates, both say is a broken system, so-called TSCA. The toxic chemical law is just antiquated and needs reform.
But, Jeff Young, just for the people of Kettleman City, I mean, is the EPA responsible for determining PCB levels in their drinking water, or is that just left to lawyers to figure out?
Well, the EPA has a strong role here, and I think it's interesting that the regional administrator has taken a strong role on this. And that tells you something about EPA. It doesn't always happen equally at all places. So Kettleman City is getting some action. I think there are other communities around the country who face similar issues who are saying, hey, what about us? And perhaps they'll now step up and demand more action.
Okay, Jeff Young is the host of Public Radio International's Living on Earth program. Thanks so much, Jeff. Coming up, we welcome new listeners on WLRN in Miami. But what does the rest of the country need to know about your city? Miami-based columnist David Barry has a few suggestions in just a few minutes.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.